Let's think out of the box here just for a second, if we could, Carrie. TRU has, like you said, some terrific programs. Would you say 140?
Yeah, over 140 now.
Yeah. You don't have every program available anywhere. So let's say someone wants to get into something TRU doesn't have. Mm-hmm. Do you help them that way as well to move them on to the right direction?
Yes, we can. Start with us. I mean, I think one of the best things about our Future Students Office is we are very collegial with our friends over at other post-secondary institutions. In the fall, actually, which we'll talk about soon, our recruitment trips that we do, we travel with our friends at other universities. And so we really get to know what institutions offer different programs. And so we also know a lot of people and a lot of contacts at different universities.
Yeah, I heard that about you.
Yes, and we are always willing to, pass that information on, because one of the things we believe in is the right student at the right institution at the right time in the right program. And so TRU might not be for every student, but we'll help them on their way. And, you know, a really great website that we refer students to is Education Planner. BC.ca. So that's a website where all public post-secondary institutions in BC are on, and students can just type in an area of interest and it pulls up every college, institute, university in BC that might offer a program in that area. So we send students there too. So you might see TRU pop up, you might not see TRU pop up, but that's okay. Just because TRU is here, if we don't have a program for you, it doesn't have to work that way.
Well, the ultimate goal is to get the student what they're looking for, and, you know, a happy student has some terrific results.
Absolutely. And I mean, it is important to go to university, and I believe too that being at university really exposes you to all the opportunities and options that you have. So there is a lot of options for students to start at TRU, you know, maybe do some upgrading if they need to, or take some of those first year required courses that are very similar across all universities, like English, math, science, that kind of thing. So
the boring stuff.
Yeah. Well, depends, I guess. Boring, yeah. The core requirements.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. The prereqs. So, you know, talk to us about maybe starting at TRU for even just a semester or a year, and then look at options to transfer out. But, you know, typically we do have a lot of programs, and students are, you know, choosing us and staying because of the options we have.
What's neat too, Carrie, is you actually have a venue to show the university off, and I'm talking about the open house, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Well, tell you what, I want to take a break right now.
Great.
When we come back, let's talk about that open house coming up on the 24th.
You bet.
Carrie Alves is the manager of Future Students Department at TRU, and like I just mentioned, we'll be talking about an open house that'll be put on by TRU. That's next when we return on Radio NL. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm Paul Graham. Carrie Alves is the manager, Future Students Department at TRU. And we got an insight as to what is a future student and how do you encourage them to come to TRU? Well, one of the ways they do that is put on an open house, and there's one coming up on Saturday, March the 24th. So let me straight out ask you, Carrie, who is this open house for?
This open house is for everybody. So you don't even have to be a future student. You could be a community member that just wants to see what's happening on campus, maybe haven't been up here for a while. But it really is tailored to future students, but yeah, anybody can come. So any grade, it is never too early to start looking into university at TRU. You could be a parent, you could be a guardian, you could be a friend, a sibling. Anybody. We just encourage as many people as possible to come up and check out TRU.
How far do you extend the invitation? Like outside of Kamloops?
Oh, as far as we can. So we invite everybody that has applied to TRU. So for them to come up and check out the university that they've applied to, or maybe make that decision to choose us. All the students that we have met on the road during our recruitment activity, so we call those prospects, future students. So we send out an invitation. So that could be national, depending on where students are applying for. But the event is really focused on domestic students, but we have a couple of people representing graduate programs that are going to be at Open House, so graduate students too. Yeah. Anyway.
Domestic students meaning like local students?
Domestic meaning non-international, so
okay.
Canadian or permanent residents.
All right. Yeah. Why not international? Why not include them?
Yeah. No, sorry. I guess I should and take that back a little bit. It is open to everybody. We just we don't see a lot of international students attending. Just they're living overseas.
Yeah.
They're international. It's very expensive for them to come to campus. But I do know that we have quite an international population studying in our local high schools. And so they're welcome to come as well, because a lot of those students are looking to stay in Canada when they want to go to university. And TRU is an amazing option for them.
Yeah, so, you know, they're here for a reason, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, those are, we see those students when we go visit the local high schools. So we do have usually their contact info, and they're invited too. So
this is a one-day event?
It's a one-day event, and we have it twice a year. This one is our spring open house.
Which one's the bigger of the two?
Spring.
Is that right?
Spring is the bigger, yeah. And the reason it's bigger is we've been promoting it all year. So we have an event in October. It's the fall open house. It's usually the third week in October. But we've only been on the road visiting high schools or talking to future students for about a month and a half, where for this event, we've been promoting it since September. So it's pretty big, and we have a lot of applications, and they've all received invitations too, so it's the bigger of the two, and yeah.
I understand the day's packed with activities. Can you give me an idea of what people can take in?
It is jam-packed with a lot of activities. So the nice thing about the schedule for open house is the way it's built, students pick and choose what it is that they want to do. So it's a very dynamic schedule. So to give you an example, a student would register for the day, show up at our booth, sign in, get their swag bag, and get the schedule for the day.
What's in the bag?
A view book. A view book, chocolate, lip chap, the itinerary for the day. Last year we were giving out tickets for the Wolfpack games that were happening over the weekend. There's no Wolfpack games this weekend. It didn't line up, so that's not going to be in there. But yeah, just some stuff and a bag to carry all the like tons of papers that you're going to get when you come to open house. So there'll be tours. Students can attend information sessions. So, for example, our Dean of Science, Tom Dickinson, he does a tour of the science building. So he goes into labs and explains what makes TRU really unique as an institution. So anybody can take that on.